Hi there. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Alana, and this is The Raw. You just heard The Path by Lorde off of her 2021 album Solar Power, which is going to be the theme of the show today. I'm going to take you on a little journey through Lorde's third studio album, Solar Power. We're going to go through all 13 songs, including The Path. I love this album. I love Lorde. I played Virgin, which was her most recent album, a few weeks ago. And with the turn of the month, it's March now. Miraculously, the sun has come out today. I was feeling like it was a very appropriate album to be playing. Yesterday on my walk home from the library at night, the snow was just like raining down on me. But then this morning, it definitely has all melted away. Not all of it, but a lot of it has melted away. So, The Path. Opening song on the album definitely introduces the album, right? You have a lot of things about like almost like worship, the sky, the sun, water, all of these things will come up throughout the rest of the album. So without further ado, next track is the title track, Solar Power. One of my favorites off the album, but I have a hard time picking. Enjoy.
I hate the winter, can't stand the cold. I tend to cancel all the plans.
I'm sorry, I can't make it.
But when the heat comes, something takes a hold. Can I kick it? Yeah, I can. My cheeks in high color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come all, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Forget all of the tears that you've cried, it's over. Acid green, aquamarine. The girls are dancing in the sand. And I throw my cellular device in the water. Can you reach me? No, you can't. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures.
He's taking pictures.
Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Turn it on in a new kind of bright. It's solar. Come on and let the bliss begin. Think three times when you feel it kicking in that sun.
Thank you.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, when Carol called my name, I stood up, the room exploded, and I knew that's it, I'll never be the same. That's when the door swung open and a voice said, "We're glad you came." Now I've spent thousands on you, darling, all the hotels and the jets, and I'd pay it all again to have your golden body back in my bed. But I don't miss the poison arrows aimed directly at my head. Goodbye to all the bottles, all the models. Bye to the clouds and the skies that are holding the rain. Desert flowers and gifted children, but it got hard to grow up with your cool hand around my neck. Now in my hometown, the sun raining, my girlfriends and my baby. But every time I smell tequila, the garden grows up.
You just heard California off of that 2021 release, Solar Power. I hate the winter. I can't stand the cold. Yeah, she got that right. So Solar Power is Lorde's third studio album. And like the past two artists I have played on my show. So last week was Fiona Apple, which there's another interesting connection to this album with that. And then before that, Sinead O'Connor. Like O'Connor and Apple, Lorde rose to fame at a super duper young age. She was 16 when her debut album, Pure Heroine, came out. The song you likely know off of that is called Royals. So she was super young when she rose to fame. And then a few years later, in 2017, she releases Melodrama. And Pure Heroine and Melodrama are not the same, but they have a lot of thematic and acoustic similarities. Solar Power is just a significant departure from those two previous albums. And it's notable for its kind of psychedelic folk sound, a lot of guitar, percussion, more on that in a second. And it's just super dreamy and breezy. Right, in California, you just heard, it's just like a dream, I don't want to wake up. So huge departure from her previous work, and it was not that well received. A lot of like diehard Lord fans were like, girl, what is this? What the heck? But for me, this was the first Lord album I got really into. So I'd listened to her music previously. I was familiar with a lot of the songs in Melodrama, but I had never really gotten into Lord. And then Solar Power just changes this for me. And I get really into Lord, and I see the Solar Power concert. I get the concert t-shirt, which is like a picture of her jumping over the camera, and she's like backlit by the sun. And it was a little bit scandalous because she's not really totally wearing pants. And I just get super into the album, and I love it. Like, I make 2 Instagram posts, and the captions are lyrics from the album. So I love it, even though not everyone loved it. And even now, it's kind of thought as, like, the weird child album. It doesn't really fit. A lot of people think it doesn't really fit, but I think it fits really, really well. I think it captures a moment in time of her life and career. So next up, we have a song called Stoned at the Nail Salon.
Got a wishbone drying on the windowsill in my kitchen, just in case I wake up and realize I've chosen wrong. I love this life that I have, the vine hanging over the door, and the dog who comes when I call. But I wonder sometimes what I'm missing. Well, my heart blood's been burning for so many summers now. It's time to cool it down, wherever that leads. 'Cause all the beautiful girls, they will fade like the roses, and all the times they will change, it'll all come around. I don't know, maybe I'm the stone that the nail salon. Maybe I spend all the things you can with the people who raised you. To the ones who came before us, all the golden ones who were lifted on a wing. We had no idea the dreams we had were far too big, far too big. Dancing on the falling fruit, the falling fruit, the falling fruit.
You just heard Fallen Fruit. That song has a lot to do with, right, like, the environment. Because she, you know, she says, you just, I think halfway through the song, maybe the latter half, she says, you know, how can I love what I'm going to lose? And it is really much about, like, the environment and walking on a path, right? We heard that earlier, of something that has been, like, a path that has been beaten before us. But one thing that's really interesting about Fallen Fruit, and I thought of this just now as I was listening to it, is that middle part where she goes from the Nissan to the something to the plane. I'm blanking on that middle bit. That is, like, so reminiscent of Virgin. Or should I say Virgin is reminiscent of Fallen Fruit. And so while there is kind of this narrative that solar power is removed from a lot of her other work, I think that if you listen closely and look closely and kind of consider Laura's entire body of work, solar power actually does fit really, really well into her discography. The other thing she does in Solar Power that both Sinead O'Connor and Fiona Apple do in their own music as well is she responds to her rise to fame as a young person. So the opening lines of Stoned at the Nail Salon read, "Got a wishbone drying on the windowsill in my kitchen just in case I wake up and realize I've chosen wrong." And then later in the song, she goes, Two former Hellraisers, I'm still crazy for you, babe. Well, my hot blood's been burning for so many summers now. It's time to cool it down, wherever that leads. Because all the music you loved at 16, you'll grow out of. And all the times they will change, it'll all come around. So she really does respond to her rise to fame in Solar Power. And particularly in these next... next three songs, which I'll play all together, you'll really hear that response to her previous work and her relationship with her status as, right, like a famous pop star. Next up, oh, I love this one. This is Secrets from a Girl.
Dancing with my girls, only having two drinks, then leaving. It's a funny thing that you never gain self-control. Guess it's been a while since you last said sorry. Crying in the dark at your best friend's party. You've had enough, gotta turn the lights up, go home. Couldn't wait to turn 15. Then you blink and it's been 10 years. Growing up a little at a time and all at once. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself. You can take them if you want them, these are just secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Remember all the hurt you would feel when you weren't desired. Remember what you thought was grief before you got the call. Baby, gonna once, gonna feel the pain for you. You're gonna love again, so just try staying open. And when the time comes, you'll fall. Yeah, when the time comes, you'll fall. Your dreams and inner visions, all your mystical ambitions, they won't let you down. Do your best to trust the other. To turn 15, then you just go. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Thank you.
Exchange Airlines. I will be your tour guide today. Your emotional baggage can be picked up at carousel number 2. Please be careful so it doesn't fall onto someone you love. When we reach your final destination, I will leave you to it. You'll be fine. I'm just going to show you in, and you can stay as long as you need to get familiar with the feeling. And then when you're ready, I'll be outside and we can go look at Sunrise by Euphoria mixed with Existential Vertigo. Cool.
If I had to break it down, I'd say it's the way you love to dance, moving the furniture when my back is turned, a flick of the lights and the world falls away. And your office job and your silver hair, but our shapes in the dark are the reason I've stayed for all these years. I thought I was a genius, but now I'm 22, and it's starting to feel like all I know how to do is put on a suit and take it away.
And the love.
you were doing yoga with Uma Thurman's brother just outside of Woodstock. Now you're watering all the flowers you planted with your new girlfriend outside on the rooftop. Just another phase you're rushing on through. Go all new age outrunning your blues. 50 gleaming chances in a row. Then I watch you flick them down like dominoes. Must feel good being this to start again. I know, know a girl who knows her. Another girl who knows the woman that you hurt. It's strange to see you smoking marijuana. You used to do the most cocaine of anyone I'd ever met. Just another phase you're shooting on through. The whole world changes right around you.
You just heard Dominoes, and then before that was The Man with the Axe. It must feel good being able to start again, right? Yes. Correct, Lord. So those three songs to me really read as like, right? Seek is from a girl who's seen it all. She's talking to herself. Couldn't wait to turn 15. Then you blink and it's been 10 years. And she's giving herself advice. And I love the ending of that song when she's like a pilot coming over, like the audio in an airplane and the plane has just landed and she's like, thank you for flying with strange airlines. Your emotional baggage can be picked up. It's like, I think that's so creative. A lot of people hate that, but I love it. It's like perfectly weird, and like so true to the experience of feeling like talking to your 15-year-old self. God. And also, a fun thing for me was that I was 15 when this album came out. And as I've listened to it from ages 15 to now almost 21, where it resonates has changed a lot. Especially Secrets from a Girl Who's Seen It All. Because I'm no longer the 15-year-old. Now I'm closer to 25, which is kind of scary. But then, you know, we go into The Man with the Axe, which addresses her relationship with this man who may or may not also be the man she talks about in What Was That off of Virgin? We don't know. But, you know, she falls in love with his plan, with his eyelashes, with his infinite t-shirts. But eventually he just like fells her like a pine. And then finally we get to Dominoes, and Dominoes is like, she's talking not to herself, but to someone else. And she's like, wow, you have changed so much. It must be nice to start again. So I love those three songs. Those are honestly probably my three favorite off of the album. And I love them in conversation with each other, with the entire album, but also with Lorde's entire discography. I think they're really interesting to look at against her as an artist. And then also on Dominoes, you can hear those sort of like subtle drums. There's a lot of synth and percussion throughout the entire album. And another connection to Fiona Apple here is that, so Matt Chamberlain, who performed a lot of the percussion on this album and did a lot of the programming, is known for his work with Fiona Apple. And last week, I like could not stop talking about the percussion in Tidal, which is a Fiona Apple album. And I love the percussion in Solar Power. And I think obviously that's no coincidence because Matt Chamberlain is behind both of those artists. Jack Antonoff, who is just like a huge producer these days, he's producing everything, also was working, co-produced Solar Power. Really, I think, masterful use of sound. And I love this in all, across all music. I talk about this all the time, but like the use of non-traditionally musical sounds. So you hear in Domino's a siren and an alarm, even like the airplane monologue. Like, I just love all of that stuff. And I think it adds a lot of creative depth to the album. Before we get into the last few songs, I have a PSA for you. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. So as we come up, we have four more songs left. Next up is a song called Big Star. And a fun fact, well, maybe it's a little bit of a sad fact about this song, is it's actually about her dog. It's a conversation to her dog. So keep that in mind when you're listening to it. Enjoy.
Everyone knows that you're too good for me, don't they? I'm a cheater, I lie, and I'm shy, but you like to say hello to total strangers. Shivering pines and walls of color, I can't believe I used to stay inside. To love the party, now I'm not alright. Drinking in the dark, take me home tonight. Maybe you're a big star. You're a big star. Wanna take toss up if it's worth it now. Every time I get on a plane, I've got so much to tell you and not enough time to do it in. But every perfect summer's gotta take its flight. I'll still watch you run through the winter light. I used to love the party, now I'm not alright. Hope the honeybees make it home tonight. Maybe you're a big star. You're a big star. Wanna take your picture till I die. Wearing SPF 3000 for the ultraviolet. Made it to the island on the last of the outbound planes.
trunk full of Simone and Celine, and of course my magazines. I'm gonna live out my days. Won't somebody, anybody, be the leader of a new regime? Free the keepers of the burned out sea in another day. Last and paranoia reigns to. Seem to fix my mood. Today it's as dark as my roots. If I ever let them grow out. Now all of my oceans have ripped tides. Can't seem to find what's wrong. The whole world is letting me down. Don't you think the early 2000s seem so far away? Take me to some kind of.
That was just Mood Ring, and before that was Leader of a New Regime. A lot of people don't realize, but Mood Ring is actually a very satirical song, kind of making fun of wellness culture and really the fetishization of, like, Eastern medicine in, like, this pursuit of wellness, right? She says, "I'm trying to get well from the inside, plants and celebrity news, all the vitamins I consume. Let's fly somewhere Eastern. They'll have what I need." Love Mood Ring. Super upbeat. I think it's a really funny song, but also awesome on the ears. And then before that was Leader of a New Regime. Like I said, again, has a lot to do with climate change. Talks about basically packing up your bags and going to a new planet. As a reminder, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Alana, and this is The Raw. I have one more song, but I can only play a couple minutes of it off of the album. This is the last album, or last song on the album. It's super long, and I have to go run to a quiz, so I'll play a couple minutes of it. But thanks for tuning in. I'll be back in a couple weeks, because I can't be here next week. But, yeah, this is Oceanic Feeling off of Solar Power, a 2021 release by New Zealand singer-songwriter Lord. Enjoy.
It's a blue day. We could jump a leap. When I hit that water, when it holds me, I think about my father doing the same thing when he was a boy. When he was a boy, it's a blue day. We could go fishing. You'll catch the big one. Sliding the knife under the skin, grateful for this offering, and all the living things under the sun.
And they're off. There's Dad on the inside, reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving.
What up? This is JPEG Mafia, yeah. And you're listening to 91. Wait, what is it? 91.5 WMFO. No.
Damn, Peggy. What?